This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Calvary greetings, my family. How are you? I trust you're all doing well by the grace of God. We are also doing well. We thank God for His faithfulness. We thank God for His grace. We thank God for His mercies. I am with you at Radio Cape Pulpit on the 24th of November, 2025. It is 2 minutes past 12. Your host is Queen Elizabeth. I'm in the studio this morning and I want to thank the Lord once again. It is an honor. It is a privilege. It is not a right to be here this morning, this afternoon. And I am so happy, family. I greet you all, each and every one of you that tune in this afternoon at Radio K Pulpit. I am your host and I believe that you'll be so blessed today. Our scripture reading is in the book of Judges, chapter 4, verse 5. Chosen by God to lead His people to victory against their oppression. Chosen by God to lead His people to victory against their oppressors. That is who we are. That is who we are. This afternoon, I want to thank the Lord for His presence in our midst. The Holy Spirit is in our midst to guide us and to lead us in everything that we will discuss this morning. I am so grateful to the Lord. Oh, David says, I was glad, very glad when they say to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. So it is always a privilege. It's always an honor. It's always a joy for you to come and to listen what God has to say. We are approaching December. Few days left or a week left before we approach a new month of December. Ma kom us visa piki dankbaar man. Maske sibulele, maske simdumisu bau. Masite nko, silato se danki yere. Let us say thank you, Jesus. God brought us through up until the 24th of November, 2025. 2025 will see you the end. But you will see the end of 2025. But 2025, you will see the end of 2025. And 2025 will not see the end of you. Which means you will live long. Longevity is your portion up until you cross over till 2026. We'll meet each other in the other side. But so far, let us continue to do the work of God. It's an honor for me. I do have a woman of God with me on the studio. I'm going to give her just an opportunity, just a minute to greet you. I have Pastor Ntombi. I'm going to introduce her later on. I just wanted to greet the listeners this afternoon. And yeah, I greet her family because I believe they all tune in and they are listening to her this afternoon. God bless. Hallelujah. Over to you, woman of God. Pastor Ntombi, just to greet the listeners.
Wow, 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 wow. Thank you so much, Queen Elizabeth, the greatest woman ever. I thank you for this opportunity that you have invited me today. I just want to greet every listener, my family, the family of my kingdom, the family of ECG, the Jesus Nation globally, Western Cape, it's all. I greet you, my Bishop, Apostle Tyson, I greet you. I greet my kids where they are connecting, wherever they are, I greet the family. It is a great privilege to be here in radio. In Radio K Pulpit. We are here just to indulge with the word of God. I'm so honored to be here. I'm so privileged. It is great as we know that we're heading towards the end. Mm-hmm. I greet everyone. It matters who do you finish the year with. Mm-hmm. That is why today I am here. I'm so honored. We Radio K Pulpit. I don't take this for granted. Thank you, Pastor Elizabeth. Over to you.
Thank you, woman of God. Thank you so much for being our guest. We are so grateful and we are honored and we are so excited to hear what God has to say this afternoon. I just want to tell you, my family, I know that our theme this afternoon is chosen by God to lead His people to victory against their oppressors. And I want us to know that God knows the plans that He has for us. He said, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you. And He says also not to harm you, but plans to give you hope and a great future. That is why we are here. That is why we are on this earth, because of the plans of God. I don't know whether you are there, sitting there, listening, sitting under my voice or hearing my voice. What is it that you trust God for? What is it that you are assigned to do on this earth? Why are we created and why are we here? Believe me, we are here for a purpose. We are all created for a purpose. Whether you are a man, whether you are a woman, we are created for a purpose. My family, before I call up the woman of God to share us a testimony, we are quickly going to go for a short break. We'll be back soon. Shalom. We are back at Radio K Pulpit. 10 minutes past 12 with Queen E in the house. Thank you for tuning in, my family. Here I am with my dear pastor, woman of God, that loves God so much. I want to read her biography, just a very small thing, and then I will give it over to the woman of God. I don't want to waste any time because of our time is precious, and I believe that you need to hear her testimony. Pastor Ntombe Hongo. She's going to correct me if I've said it wrong. A resident pastor of Beaufort West ECGTJN. Hallelujah. After she will just explain to us what has happened in her life and why are we saying she is one of the chosen generations. So I will give it over to you, woman of God. But I know that this is a woman of God with a great testimony that will bless us all. Let's sit back, go grab your cup of coffee, sit back and don't be disturbed by anyone. Please tell your neighbor to leave you alone because you need to listen to this testimony and I believe you'll be so blessed after her testimony. Over to you, woman of God. Thank you so much, Pastor Ntombi.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Elizabeth, the Queen. I thank you for this opportunity. Correct, you've said my name correctly there and there. I will introduce myself. My name is Pastor Ntombe Bongo Gqedo Ndayishimiye. So they call me Pastor Ntombi because my name is too long. Thank you for this opportunity. It is a great honor, but most of it I'm honored to God. I've walked the journey with Christ and it was not easy, but it's worth it. So I'm here today just to give a testimony where I had interaction with God. Shortly after I started the year, I would say badly, but not badly. It was the grace of God in this year of 2025, where I was coming from the night, from the crossover, crossing from another year to another year. Within 5 days, I lost my husband. But of losing my husband in the month of January, I would say I opened the year that way. But I did not moan because I know what God has planned for me. At that moment where people, they look around, they think my life is finished because my partner, my twin has left me. But not knowing that God has another plan for me. That is why today I'm here as a living testimony, a widow that stayed close to God, that did not look around, but she remained and work in the house of God and glorifying God in the midst of my situation. That I would say it was the situation there, but today I'm glorifying God. I said it's no longer a situation that He's holding me back. That's what happened to my life. Today I'm called as a part of the widow, but the widow that goes close to God. Let me tell you my story. In the month of January 2025, when my husband started to depart, she started to be ill just 5 days. On the 25th, he was admitted. On the 28th, he passed on. So it's 7 days within that minute. And that time when he passed on, I just kneel and glorify God because that moment, God whispered, Holy Spirit whispered on my ear and said, this is not your end, it is your beginning. And I was shocked, Pastor Elizabeth. What God is meaning, what He said is my beginning. And when God said this is my beginning, I began to look. I did not look around, but I look upon my God, where I will say, Lord, speak to me. I want to hear what are you saying to my life. Where the in-laws, they were pressuring me while I'm still listening to God. My family's pressuring me and said, what are you going? Are you coming back? Originally, I'm from Port Elizabeth, my family. Are you coming back because your partner has left you in Cape Town? You have no one. You only have kids. But I said, I will wait upon the Lord and lay what the Holy Spirit say upon my life. Now, today, I'm a living testimony that I'm a widow that God have chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. That is why today I'm here today thanking God that I'm still saying God is able. God can do it for you. God can see you through. Either you are a widow or either you are raising those kids alone. You don't have a partner next to you, but God is able. I am a living testimony of that, Pastor Elizabeth. Now my testimony goes like this. In the month of May, where God spoke to me severely that I now call you. Now the journey has parted. Your partner has left. His journey was ending here, but your journey is starting here now. I want you as your God to serve me. Do through women. Serve me through women that are brokenhearted. telling them how to fix their crown, telling them how strong they are, either whatever in the midst of storm. I said, Holy Spirit, speak to me. What is going on? I said, fix those crowns for those men that are falling down. Mm. I am calling you. And he gave me a scripture in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25, and said that how do you can run the race, but how to conquer that race, how do you conquer it as a woman? Mm. And they forget that the women, they've got more power than anything else. Mm. Mm. Amen. And they've got soft heart. God has got soft heart for God. Then God showed me that moment that said, don't look other way around. This is your assignment. I want you to raise a woman empowerment that you lead to people that, women that are abused, women that are heartbroken, telling them what God can do for them. Because if they fall in the hand of men, nothing they will do. The world will laugh at them. But I, my God, will call them for the ministry. I, my God, will use them as long as they fully trust in me and know the power that they have. That is what God did to me at that moment. And that moment where I look around, everyone left me. Mm. I was only with my God and my kids, but mostly my God. Everyone, my in-laws, they pursued me up until they come back and apologize. Few after when God has intermission. And that time I was in the bishop of Western Cape, the man that leads us in Western Cape, and he prophesied that you shall go to nation. I just want you to stand firm, as yes, your family, your in-laws have broken you. Bishop Apostle Tyson, I thank his grace upon my life. He said to me, they may persecute you, but your journey is about to begin. And really it is. Now I am standing firm and said, I am a widow with God, and I'm conquered already. And the devil will never stop me again. It's many women, Pastor Elizabeth, they think that when they lose their partner, their life is finished. Or when they are widow, their life is finished. They start to embrace the situation or the problem that they are feeling to. No, it is not the life is finished. It's the beginning of the life. Wow. It's the beginning of the new thing.
Wow. Now, women of God, just to interrupt you there, Pastor Dombi, wow, my God. You said by the time your husband passed on, or the departure of your husband, was that the year 2025? Was it early this year?
Early this year.
But before he departed, or before he passed on, were you both in ministry? Were you doing ministry work together? Or what happened? Can you just give us a picture of that?
All right. We both in ministry. He okay. was a man of God.
Wow.
I was a woman of God in that time. And you know what? The next part, now you remind me back, Pastor Elizabeth,
yes.
with the last part when my God, when I met my husband years back, about 19 years back.
19 years back.
Yes, I met my husband. I was the born again Christian that time, and he was not.
Okay.
But I believe God said, you have an assignment. You know, God always have an assignment for
yes.
me. You had an assignment to change. This is a great man of God. I see beyond what he see himself. And in that midst of that time, my husband began to change. My husband to be a man of God, where he served God. Like, he did not compromise. He even used to leave his family and go to the field to preach the word of God. While we left behind. But we both serve God together as a man of God.
My God. So before he was not saved, but after he met you, and then I became saved, and
yes.
then he started to do the work of God.
Yes.
So you were both doing the ministry work of God.
Yes.
So he departed in Christ. So he has run his race, and he
yes.
has finished his course. And what happened is, because you were also used to do the work of God whilst you were with the man of God, you were not stranded. Immediately or after the departure of your husband, you continue with the great work of God. You
yes.
you realize, you understand, you understood your mandate, you understood your assignment on
yes,
earth.
Yes.
That even if now your partner, your bone of your bone is no more, hallelujah, but God is still there, and you have to continue with the assignment of God. And that is what you are doing, woman of God.
Yes, that is what I'm doing. What, as I said earlier on, when God said his party has run it before, now it is your journey. And that time, last 2025, my husband said to me, you forget who you are and you tend to relax. And that time I did not understand it. But he said, look, we will be departed. You will be gone. Because we used to serve together in the place here in Western Cape, in Maraisbeck.
Oh.
Then I moved to Beaufort. He said, we'll be departed and you will be go under the ECG, the Jesus Nation, and our prophet Shepherd Bushiri. And then he said, we'll be departing ways. And I couldn't understand, but he was preparing me that time.
Wow.
So yeah, that's why I said, I began to say, I did not moan, I did not cry. Yes, I feel pain because it was a bone of
yes,
my bone.
Yes.
But I looked towards the cross, I looked towards the mark, and I just, God kneeled down and glorify his departure, because I know that he has run his race. But what is left, it's my race to be continued.
Sure.
I did not look around.
Wow, woman of God. Wow, that is so powerful. And I believe that listeners out there, for those that are single or for those that are widows and think that God cannot use you, you hear it from the mouth of the woman of God that God is using her mightily. We will be back. I'm quickly going to go for a short break and we will listen to you once again, woman of God. Thank you.
Amen.
It is 24 minutes past 12. You are here with Queen E at Radio Cape Pulpit. Please feel free to call us at the number 021-081-729-1657. That song was from Branham Murphy, Coming Home to You. That was the song. I am here in the studio with our pastor, Ntombi. She is here with us as she's sharing her testimony. And I want us to listen into a testimony. And I believe that whilst you are listening to a testimony, please feel free to send your message. Feel free to ask questions or whatsoever you want to do. Feel free to interact with us at the studio. It is 24 minutes past 12 and 24th of November 2025. There is a word that I want to read. It is in the book of Judges. It's in the book of Judges chapter 4 verse 5. He said, we are chosen by God to lead Deborah. She was a woman that was chosen by God to lead the Israelites to victory against their oppressors. And woman of God, when I look at you and I'm listening to your testimony, I can just relate to it. I can say that, you know what? You were chosen, or you are chosen by God for such a time like this. You have a heavy assignment upon your life, and it is no longer about you. It's no longer about, isn't Apostle Paul Oti? I don't live anymore, but Christ lives inside of me. And when I look at you, woman of God, listening to your testimony, that is who you are. Some people might not understand. You know, when you have that encounter with the Lord, it's something that you can't explain to people. It is an encounter. It is you, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And you have the encounter, and He's giving you the assignment there and there. Can you continue? Tell us about the assignment. Tell us, unfold. Tell us what God said to you and what is happening to your life right now. You said that people turned their back on you. You were left alone. And I can just imagine when you are like Jacob, you wrestle with God because you are left alone. And you want to understand, God, but what's going on? Why must I go? And where is the people? And you are even accused. Some people are turning their back, even the ones that you needed. Remember when your husband departed from the world, you needed the family.
Yes.
You needed your in-laws.
Yes.
You needed all the people. But it seems like they were all just away from you. They were, you get
it's
me
like
now?
Something that pushed them.
It pushed them, but God was in the boat. That's one thing I can tell you.
Yes.
So continue, woman of God. Continue, tell us the
Thank
story.
You so much, Pastor Elizabeth. You know, when you read this word, we all know Deborah. You know Deborah, when he freed the Israelites, you know that how the story of Deborah went.
Yes.
And that moment God said, I'm raising the Deborah in you. Now it complains to my your scripture that you just read now. It comes back to my calling with God, or to my assignment with God, that God was raising a Deborah that will never look upon the storms. He will never point to look upon the problem. But you need to stand firm. Because God, what it is, when God wants to use you, He pushes you in the corner. He makes sure that He will push you in the corner for His, for when you come out of that corner. You know, when there was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they was pushing in a fire. At that time, that fire was not for them. It was them, not to burn them, but to bless them. So when they persecuted, what happened to my life? When I look around, as you said, God said I was busy. He was busy cooking me, and the oven was very hot for me.
It's hot.
It was very hot for me, but it was for me, because no one can contain it. Mm-hmm. No, my kid, no, my husband that have departed me. Mm-hmm. But that moment in time, I began to understand God is raising a giant in me, because it was, maybe it was sleeping when my husband was there. But that is why it says most of the time we tend to rely to our men, to our husband, and forget it that we have also our own life that we need to make sure that we are completing it, especially when you're a woman of God. You have your own life that you need to complete, and you are called. When you are called, you need to make sure that you are doing assignment. No, we are submitting to our husband as our kings, and yet we tend to forget of ourselves. You know what, as a woman, when I look around, when people, they see me out there in that midst of that period, Pastor Elizabeth, in that midst, when I'm going around to people, they will see me putting a makeup. They will see me, you know, in those makeup, we hide the scars.
Yes.
You understand?
Right.
And that's behind that makeup, there's the scars. Yes. And no one can say, no one can tell that she's a witness. Sometimes they will say, when I'm working with someone, said, no, she just lost her husband. And she look at me like, they said, is it really lost her husband? Because I've hide. But that time, God was indulging with me.
Yeah.
Pastor Elizabeth. So in that moment, God said to me, I'm putting you in the corner. and I'm hiding you because I've got the assignment for you. I want you to go out there for the women out there that are broken. For the women, you know, Pastor Elizabeth, when we are a woman, when God, I said to God, what do you mean when they are broken? I know they are broken. Said some of them, they are abused, but they forgot their value. They sit in the midst of the abused, but they know how available they are in my eyes as their God. They sit in the midst of their husband that they are persecuting them. Husband, some they have husband, but they have got they have husband. It's like they don't have husband. But yet we sit because we tend that to say we are submitting to our husband. But at that moment said, God, I'm sending you out there for those women out there. Tell them that their crowns are falling down. Some of their crowns are going down. Some of them, it's already falling down. Now they need to fix it as the queen that they are. As I'm saying now, you are Queen Elizabeth. You know the assignment of God, and we thank God for that. As myself now, I've began to say, God said to me, I will fix your crown from this time, February, until I was said to otherwise. Today I'm standing that my crown is set and it's fixed. Now God is turning me out there to fix their crowns.
He's turning and he's sending you now to those women. Yes. Those that have even lost their identity.
Yes.
Those that have lost the reason why they are on this earth. Mm. You know, because some of the women, remember, we are royal priesthood.
Yes.
We are peculiar people. You are made in his image and created in his image. You get me now?
Yes.
But it's through the abuse, through all that the woman has been through, they have forgotten who they are in Christ. And now Christ is sending you as a woman back to them.
Yes.
And to tell them also that it is not about you.
Mm.
It is not about you. Don't focus on the storm.
Yes.
Focus on my assignment. And
yes,
that is what you are saying, woman of God.
Yes, woman of
God. What you can say that when the time that the Lord, even the separation, woman of God, I believe God was in the midst of your separation.
Yes.
God is the one, because God is a jealous God.
I'm telling you.
When a God, woman of God, is a jealous God, he will isolate you. He will make sure that people will not come near you so that you can be taught by the Holy Spirit. So you are in a university where the Holy Spirit is actually training you, raising you up for God's purpose.
Yes, it's very true, Pastor Elizabeth, what we are just saying. And as you said, God is a jealous God. He's a jealous God. And when the Holy Spirit is in the midst of that, he will whip you like a child. I am experience of that. He will whip you when you can't even explain. You can't even talk because you know that the Holy Spirit is busy fixing something. He's fixing your identity. He's fixing your identity. He's fixing who you are in his eye of the Lord. Because remember, we are the women. And yet, we are taken from the part of the men. But remember, we tend to forget, that you are the man with the womb.
You are a man with
the womb. Then we need to strengthen. So that is why they call us the rocks. Because they know that in the rock we can build something.
Yes.
That is why God said, I'm sending you to those women. Now they need to know their identity. They need to make sure that they're fixing their crown because they are set apart.
Yes.
Their identity, they need to know who they are. Some other women are there. They are sitting in the midst of their situation because of the sake of the kids. Remember, let me tell you, there was a you before the kids.
There was a you before the kids. Come on, woman of God.
There was a you before the kids. Those kids, they are there on that marriage because of you. So why do you have to endure the pain because of, you said, my kids? You need to make sure that now God said, let me go out there and fix them and tell them. Even there was a you before that man. Remember, it was your parent. They the one that bought.
Yes.
Before you met your soul partner, before you met your husband, there was you alone as a woman.
My
God. Why you need to compromise and not identify your God? And it is good that you need to identify yourself in Christ.
Yes. Yes, identify yourself in Christ.
In Christ.
Uh-huh.
That is why it said God there. We are formed like his own image. When God sees you, sees himself. So now when you don't represent God, you endure the scars. You think that God is happy for you. That is why I said, God, go out there. I'm fixing the greatest women out there. We want the Deborahs. We want the Sarahs that will be raised. That will never stand in the midst of the situation because of what they are going through. God is raising that generation through me, and I avail myself, woman of God. That is why today I'm testifying and said there's a goodness after the passing of the husband. There's still life after that.
There's life after that.
There's life after that. After your husband have left you and divorced you, there's life after
there's
that.
Life
don't
after
endure
this.
The marriage because of you think that what people they will say, people they will talk about you when they still you are in the midst of happiness. They will still talk about you when again you are in the midst of divorce. They will never stop. And remember, when you are a chosen one, your life is not ordinary.
It's not ordinary. Come on, woman of God.
It is not ordinary.
Your life is not ordinary.
Your family, they might despise you.
They might not understand.
They might not understand. Your family, they might despise you. You tend to say, no, what had happened? I used to help so and so. That time it was just a test of God that, see, I'll put you in the desert. But when you need water, there will no one will give you water
no
to drink.
No one will give it to you.
But you need to find yourself a water to feed you, to drink. How do you do that? God is fixing that crime. God is fixing that life of yours. God is fixing that situation to find the water in that desert. You know, in the desert, you will even want a whale, even just a drop. But that moment, when you don't focus, God knows what is doing in your life.
Wow, thank you so much. Oh, my God. Pastor Tombi's in the house.
My God.
Amen. I will quickly go to a break and then we'll come back. Eh? Wow, please stay tuned. Stay tuned. We are back. Myself, I'm here inside the house at Radio K Pulpit with a Pastor Ntombi. Oh my God, what a testimony. Woman of God. Hey, Chonga, you are a Hebrew woman. We thank God for your life. You are here and we can just hear what God is doing through you. I just want to read a scripture. The book of James chapter 1 verse 12. The Bible says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, woman of God, you have stood the test.
Amen.
You have stood the test. Let us be honest. We hear your testimony now. We can be excited. We can say, wow, but woman of God, you stood the test. I'm speaking out of experience. It was not easy, but it was worth it. That is why God does not lie when he said, I'm holding your right hand and I'm showing you the way.
Very
through the path. Because you can't do it on your own, woman of God. He said you will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love him.
My God.
You are wearing your crown, woman of God.
Amen.
You are wearing your crown and God is so pleased with you. You are carrying a heavenly mandate.
Amen.
As a heavenly one, people might not understand you. And hear me, woman of God, the mandate that you are carrying, we are not caring for people to understand us.
Very true.
We are not carrying the crown for the people to understand us. You have a heavenly mandate to go ye into the world and to preach his gospel. Set those women free. Those that are in bondage. Those that are in drugs. Those that are... You get me, woman of God?
Yes.
People are bleeding. Women are bleeding. But yet they are shut. Their mouth are shut. They can't speak. They can't talk. In their homes, through their children, so many things that is happening. And God has sent you into the world to say, go and free them. You get me, woman of God?
Yes, I get you.
And that is what I believe that God has given to you, woman of God. And I thank God. He says in 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 19, for what is your hope of joy or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at his coming? Is it or not you? Because we are wearing a crown. And as we are wearing a crown, we are boasting about our Jesus. Listen to me, woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
The God has set us free. The God has delivered you. The God is the God through the midst of your storm. God helped you. And God said, my son, I've got your back. I will go where to in the storm. I am with you in the storm. That is why, woman of God, the power that you have received is not out of your own. It's not your strength. It's not your power. It's not by might. It's by the Spirit of the living God. So I'm so grateful to the Lord for the assignment that you are carrying, woman of God, and we will continue to keep you in prayers.
Amen.
And I want you to continue with your testimony.
Amen.
God bless. Shalom.
Amen.
Continue, woman of
God. Oh yes, thank you so much, woman of God. You know, when you said that I've run the race, and I've run the race indeed, and no one could understand. You know, in that moment when the kids start to question, they will question even the God that you are serving. They will start questioning, but I'll never make a mistake to question God.
Yeah.
At that time that it was happening, that moment, I don't want to lie, Pastor Elizabeth. I did not question God. I did not blame God. Because God, instantly the Holy Spirit ministered and said, God, I did not lift you. Well, even when the doctor said to me, we only give the hands of God your life to us. I said, yes, you can cure, but God can is the one that heals. So I give him my life of my husband too. So that is why I was not even able to get a drop of tears, because my tears was inside my house. When God said, I'm doing the assignment to you. You know, us as a woman, we tend to hide. We think that we belong to the kitchen. We think that we belong to the bedroom.
Come on.
We don't know that we have an assignment. And that means God, sometimes God doesn't make a mistake to put you in the abusive relationship for the certain time.
Sure.
Because God said in his way that we as a woman, we need to submit. But you submit, it depends who do you submit to first. Because if you submit to God first, he is the one that will lead your marriage.
Yes.
But if you submit to men, and then you'll end up giving up, and the abuse will continue to go on. So that is why we think God will put you in the midst of abusive relationship or abusive marriage for you to focus and know who you submit to according to his word. You are submitting. You know, when I live my life not ordinary in my marriage. I live my life triangly. I know that there's God on top, yeah, and there's my husband, there's me. That's how I live my life in my marriage. That is why even today when they came, my kids look at our life, even my daughter said, I wish to have a husband like my father at that moment in time. But what have departed, now they understand, said, Mom, we understand. Now we understand. Before they question, where is your God now? Mm. Where dad have left that? We didn't even look at our father as a dying type. But now I said, listen, I will be your father, I will be your mother. Amen. God have assignment to me. Amen. Just give me a time to finish God's assignment first. And my kids said, where is that time? And every time, remember, they will wake up and say, Mom, where is that time? Mom, where is the food in the table? Oh, Mom, where is the... I said, remember, I've got assignment. Mm. And let me fulfill it. Mm. Now I'm coming here today. It's a grace of God to tell women out there, the assignment that God has put to you, if you don't fulfill your assignment, you'll go through persecution and you'll say there's no God. And if you don't listen to God or what God wants to do in your life, and you said, no, I'm widow, no, I don't have no man, I don't have no money, yet you did not finish your assignment yet, you keep on crying and you keep on moaning. But now I'm coming to tell you, I am here, I will tell you, I will raise the Deborah out there in the nation. I even said to God, I avail myself for those Deborahs, for those Sarahs, for those Ruth, for those Nahum. Where Nahum said, your God will be my God.
Come on.
Now I'm coming here today and said, I thank a radio, a Cape Pulpit to me today to say, I'm calling there those women that let's walk to, let me tell you, how can you live when you don't have a wife, a husband? How can you live where you know that your marriage is not in order or you are in, go out of the abusive relationship. Mm. Yes, the divorce is not in the, it's not biblically.
Yes.
But God says, don't endure as abusive because God is dealing with your soul.
Mm. God is dealing with the soul.
That is why he said in the book, let me go back, in the book of 1 Corinthians, woman of God, as the God that God given me that scripture, I just want to lead. In the book of 1 Corinthians, it goes chapter 9, verse 24. I want us to try to verse 24, where it says in verse 24, in NKJV version, my God, it says to me, do you not know that these who run a race, all run but not receive, all run. We can run the same part, but we're not going to receive all of us. Not all receive the prize, because each and everything, there's a prize. So not all of us will receive the prize in the same time. Yes. I might go into the storms today. That storm is for me to prepare me for when another person is running the race to next year, 2026. Yes. I may be able to carry her along. I might be able to go out on the hour. I said, there's a price that is waiting for you there. Keep on pushing, woman of God. Keep on pushing, Pastor Elizabeth, because we're running the same race as a woman. And you tend to find our stories are a bit the same, but we don't get the same price.
Don't get the same price.
Because the price are different, because our crowns are not the same. There's a crown of victory. There's a crown of the race that you have run. Yes. There's a crown of endurance. That crown, you need the situation that you are passing through. You are the one to need to endure that time, because it's assigned to you.
My God.
That is why God says, I am raising you, Pastor Ntombi. Nevertheless, that wherever you are in Western Cape, don't go back. When kids say to me, Mom, let us go back. I don't know why you are sitting in Cape Town. I said, no, not now. Holy Spirit is still the one that needs me. That is why God said today, I must come there, raising those women. Don't sit at the corner. Let's move. Let's push. It will be best if the world can be laid by the women.
Yes.
Because that is why they call us the rock. We can stand anything.
Yes.
We can build anything with the rock that we have inside of you. You need to find your identity. Mm. You need to find yourself, who you are in God. And God said, I've got so much soft heart with the woman. That is why I see when I created the man, I said, he needs a helper. You know what to a helper? Helper is to help when something is needed in that corner. When you see there's no vase that is going on there, but doesn't mean that when the vase is broken, that vase when it's broken, it cannot be fixed. You need to see how to take another, to get another vase. That is why God says today, said, raise those women. Take it in the midst of their divorce, in the midst of their separation, in the midst of that they left. But some other women, their husband, they left without no reason. As beautiful as they are, and giving everything, they've left, and yet they think they're the one that have a problem. No, it is not you who have a problem, but God is having assignment for you.
God is having an assignment for you. So you are trying to say, woman of God, don't feel pity for yourself as a woman. When he has left you, or when you are going through persecution, or you are going through the challenges of life, don't take this thing personal. Look up and ask God, what is it that you are calling me
yes.
for? Why have you chosen me?
Yes.
What is my assignment on this earth? And I think if all of us can really allow the Holy Spirit to take us through, woman of God, we will do the work of God.
It's very true. And yet we think, woman of Pastor Elizabeth, that the work of God is for men. No. There's no man in God.
My
We are all have an assignment men. To God.
Yes.
We are all have. That's why he said, God says, my children. It did not say men, did not say women. It said, my children, I want you to serve me. So we are all children of God. Now we tend to give certain portion for us and give it for them. And yet you have got great calling upon of you. Where will you be today, Pastor Eleven, if you could not listen to your the call of God? Where will I be today if I did not listen to the call of God? So that is why I said sometimes the persecution that I went through in 2025, it did not stop me to do the work of God.
It did not stop you to do the work of God. Hey, Bantu, Iklesha is something else. When we are going deeper, woman of God, then it becomes a problem here. But it is okay. Definitely, I will bring you back. Let us quickly go for a short break. Also, Strax Pinesabuya, you are here with Queen E at Radio Cape Pulpit. I'm here with Pastor Ntombi. I always say it's not always nice to say goodbye to the listeners, but one word from you, Pastor Ntombi. That song was from Frank and I, Wake Up. That was a song from Frank and I, Wake Up. I am quickly going to give it over to you, Pastor Ntombi. One word from you. What do you want to tell the listeners? I'm going to bring you back. I have to bring you back next time because your story is not finished yet.
Amen, amen, Pastor Elizabeth. Thank you so much. With that said, as I said, I indulge few of my story, few of my interaction and my calling. I just want to say to women out there, as I said, I'm here for the women, but you need to do something about what you are going through. That situation that you are passing through, we need to stand firm for one another. We need to raise one another. You know, when we are a woman of God, we think that when we are a woman of God, remember, I was married with my husband, and he was a man of God, he was a pastor. And I did not hide under his own calling. I had my own calling myself. Oh. Where God, I said, God, I began to, God use me. Imagine if I would say I was hiding behind him and yet he passed on. Even the my own calling, I would say it's dead. But when God said to me that I'm raising you now, it is not for you to cry and look down. I am raising you as I call you as a woman of God. So it is not ending that we need to think that I am a woman of God. You tell not to do your duty to Christ, not to your husband, to Christ. That he have called you. You do your duties to Christ. You do what Christ has called you. And then yet you find that. That's why you find us, we backslide in the most of places. That's why you find us, we backslide. We think that our calling has ended with our husband. Sure. Let us not hide our skirt behind our husband. Let us go out there. But I'm here to tell you, women out there, just to wrap it out, Pastor Elizabeth, let us raise the flag of women. Let us fix our crowns. Let us raise the flag of women and say, enough is enough. We are saying out the voice as we are voicing out now at the Radio Cape Pulpit. We are raising out. Let us go out there and raise out the flag of women. Masime with as a woman, let us stand together with unity. I am here to say that let us put, especially the women of God, especially the mama pastors out there. I was once a mama pastor, but now I'm a pastor. Fully assigned with the work of God. That I don't hesitate. As I raise that, God, I'm raising that. You know, just to wrap that the verse down there, just to wrap it out, the verse that says everyone who competes for the prize is temporality in all things. Now they did not to be obeyed, persevered, crowned. Now you need to obey your crown that God has given to you and work on it. That is why I just want to say that let's go out there and lift up the voice and crown of the woman and say and crown of God through us as a woman of God.
Thank you, woman of God. Wow. Oh, my God. Woman of God, you are married to a pastor. You are saying something very profound here. You said we must not hide behind the husbands, which means we are also called.
Yes.
Which means you must also run your race.
Yes.
Whether you are a woman of God married to a pastor, run your race. So that if anything happened, you don't have anyone to blame. You continue to run your race because you have also an assignment.
Yes, yes, that is very much true, woman of God. That is why I said run your race, because immediately that when your husband departed, it does not mean that you cannot stand alone. It does not mean that you cannot stand in a ministry of God, because you know that you as a woman, you don't have to say that I it was my husband that was called. We are all called and chosen, by the way. And you tend to find that your ministry will raise up through that you are standing alone. That time you are hiding behind your Moses, but now when your Moses have left you, now you can see yourself standing alone.
Oh, hi, Ninan. This thing is warm. Woman of God, it's hot in here. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. There's something that you have said. We must not hide behind our Moses, because when our Moses is gone, then what? You must hide behind your God.
Yes.
You get me now?
Yes.
Because greater is he that is inside of you, in the book of Romans 8:31, than the devil that is in the world. So you can make it. And the Bible makes us also to understand, you as a woman, we can do all things through Christ Jesus.
That's
strength of, you get me now? Not through the man, not through the husband, not through, it's through Christ Jesus. So that if we all can take out up, you, woman of God, what God has assigned us to do and run with it, we will make this world a better world. You get me, woman of God? And we'll run with the assignment of God. Woman of God, enkosi kakhulu, woman of God.
Thank you
so much, my pastor. Thank you so much. I'm so humbled. I'm so grateful to the Lord.
Amen.
I'm so honored.
Amen.
And as I've said, I know that you have so much that you want to share stuff.
Yes.
And may the Lord continue to bless you, woman
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
May the Lord strengthen you, even your daughters, your children.
Amen.
Woman
Amen.
Of God, they are no longer yours. They are Christ.
Christ.
You get me now?
Yes.
Whether the husband has departed, whether your husband has left you, God becomes their father. God has always been their father.
Yes.
And they are dead. So all of us, we must look up to God. My family, we have come to the end of our program, Gracefully Restored for His Purpose. I want to say thank you to the woman of God for her time. My time is up. I will see you next week, same time, same place, at Radio Cape Pulpit with Queen E. And gracefully restored. Thank you once again, woman of God.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. We love you so much.
Amen.
Till we meet again.
Amen.
Shalom.
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 This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.